With the time here on BBC Radio 3 just nudging past 11 o'clock, it's time for Wednesday's edition of Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Unbridled enthusiasm of Tom Zay opening Late Junction tonight. Shamega was the title of that track. And welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, here with you until 12:30. Coming up later on, a track from the much talked about album by the Albaret Ensemble, with words spoken in the rather beguiling Frisian dialect. Also, I'm listening to the new album by Stefan Mikus and paying tribute to the singer Patti Page, who died aged 85 on New Year's Day. Famous for singing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, selling 100 million records in her career. But her signature song was this, The Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
Patti Page, who died on New Year's Day, and that was her version of the Tennessee Waltz. The multi-instrumentalist Stefan Mikus is 60 this month, and his celebrations include his 20th album for ECM. It's called Panaya, and he takes six Byzantine Greek prayers and he sets them to music using some of the instruments he's collected during his many years of travelling around the world. On this track, he plays Tibetan chimes, Burmese temple bells, two bowed dilruba, and for the first time, Zanskari horse bells, which he got when he was trekking in the Himalayas. This prayer is called You Are the Treasure of Life. Salif Keita with Bobby McFerrin there, a song called Simbi, which comes from Salif Keita's new album, Tale. And he's got a couple of live dates coming up this Friday in the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow, and then Wednesday, the 13th of February, at the Royal Festival Hall in London. And just before that, we heard something from the new album by Stefan Mikus, which is called Panaya. And that was a prayer called You Are the Treasure of Life. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Here are the Cajun legends Fou Follet from Louisiana. Ouvre la porte.
Par un beau dimanche en me promenant, passant devant ta porte. Par un beau dimanche en me promenant, passant devant ta porte. Dis ma mignonne, mais ouvrez-moi la porte. Mon cœur désire de vous parler.
Comment veux-tu que je l'aie ouvert? Je suis au lit malade. Comment veux-tu que je l'aie ouvert?
Oui, sans danger, mais
That was another track from the new album Rough Carpenters by the Black Twig Pickers, which I played you last night. That song was You Play the High Card, I'll Play the Ace. I love their titles. And before that, the very first track from the very first album, made back in 1989 by the now legendary Swedish band Hedningarna, Polska after Pella Fort, following the Louisiana band Foufoulé and Ouvre la Porte. Now, this is music which the trio Los Otros discovered in a manuscript in Mexico during a tour they made there in 1999. It's rather fun, I think, and it's called La Oleada, The Wave.
Thank you.
strange and beautiful harmonies in that piece by an anonymous 14th century English composer that was sung there by the Hilliard Ensemble. Steve Howe just before that, and Beginnings from his Homebrew 4 album. And thanks, by the way, for the emails you've sent about Steve Howe and asking me to play more of his music. And if you do want to get in touch, it's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And an early Mexican manuscript provided the first piece there, music by Sebastián de Aguirre, played by the trio Los Otros. Now, I've long been a fan of the singer Katie Carr, and I'm so pleased she's doing really well with her album Passport. And she's even been taking her Polish and English songs to China recently. Here's a track from the album called Wojtek, and after that we'll hear a little Polish film music.
Thank you.
From a 1981 Polish film called Man of Iron, with music by Andrzej Korzynski, following on from Katie Carr, and a number called Wojtek from her album Paszport. And if you can possibly get to her gig at Green Note in Camden Town in London on February the 7th, I know she'd love to see you. And by the way, there's a Polish film festival happening at the beginning of March in London, arranged by the Polish Cultural Institute, and their closing night is based on the film music of Andrzej Korzynski. Full details online. Nick Burch's Ronin have been incredibly busy touring over the last few years, so a live album was always waiting there in the wings. The double album is called Nick Burch's Ronin Live, of course, and this is Modal 35, recorded in Leipzig. Thank you. Nick Birch's Ronin, recorded in Leipzig. Modal 35 from the Nick Birch's Ronin Live album. The South African guitarist Derek Gripper was inspired by the music of Mali in his last album, One Night on Earth. This is a piece by Tumani Diabate, Jarabi, which means passion.
Thank you. Συλλογούμε βραμάνα μου.
That was the sound of the Cretan singer Kalia, recorded especially for Late Junction, a song called Akritso Me Parapono. Ruth Goller played the double bass and Teo Lias was on lyra. And you can hear Kalia in London at St. Ethelburga's Church on February the 8th, songs from the Eastern Mediterranean and the Middle East. And just before that, that was another track from Stefan Mikus's album Panaya, Chinese Gongs and Voices, this time in I Praise You, Shelter of the World, and Stefan celebrating his 60th birthday this year. And first of all there, the South African guitarist Derek Gripper playing Jarabi, originally written for Kora by Tumani Diabate. Clara Pack's album Black Box is full of surprises. It was really hard choosing a track to play you, so if you've got an ear for the unusual, do check it out. That was La Complainte de l'Aube, The Lament of the Dawn. An encounter with the music of Arvo Pärt inspired Greg Haynes in putting together his Alvaret Ensemble, whose recent self-titled CD has received quite a lot of attention. Greg got together with some Dutch musicians, Jan Kleefstra, Romke Kleefstra and Sietse Pragsma, added some guests, including Hilary Jeffrey on trombone and Peter Broderick on violin, and some haunting vocals in a Frisian dialect that include whispers of winter, snow and ice. Till tomorrow, good night.
Donkerig zicht op het diep. Een stram vel om het het. Lof zangen. De bek. Van de mannenvisk. Still spire is gone. grachten en doen.
Spangen.